The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. When it comes to elections, most Americans vote in person at neighborhood polling stations. That will likely change in November's general election when millions of people are expected to vote by mail because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Michelle Quinn has more.
For election officials nationwide, it's time to get ready for the big event, Election Day 2020, when millions of voters decide who will be the next president. This year, voting itself presents an enormous challenge because of the pandemic. The response? Most states are greatly expanding voting by mail.
If we assume that somewhere between 65% and 75% of all ballots cast in the 2020 presidential election come by mail, that means that somewhere between 90 million and 105 million ballots might come through the mail. That's a very, very significant volume of mail.
Of course, there are numerous logistical and security challenges to voting by mail. Registering voters, for one, and then getting the right ballots to voters.
Sometimes you hear talk as if blank ballots are simply being sent out into the world almost willy-nilly, without control. And that's simply not the case.
Voters receive ballots that are specially printed for their precinct with barcodes with encoded information tied to the person's voter registration. After voting, the voter mails their ballot or takes it to a drop-off center. Then the county's voting software system goes to work. Digital scanners take images of the outside of the ballot to make sure the voter's signature on the outside matches the one the county has on file. A digital scanner scans the ballots and counting begins. Any anomaly, a missing or wrong signature, a stray mark, is sent to a team for review. Voters can track their ballot's progress, much like the way they can track a package being delivered via text messages or a ballot tracking app. But voting by mail isn't a panacea. Not everyone who votes gets their ballots counted.
They arrive too late, or more importantly, they're postmarked too late, or the voter didn't sign the envelope, or the signature doesn't match sufficiently the voter's signature on file.
Racing the clock, checking voter registrations, sending mailers to get the word out about how to vote by mail. That's what election officials are doing now. Some are warning final election results may not be known for weeks. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.
Thank you for joining us for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.